Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson. I'm in the studio today with my partner in crime, Lee Kimball. How are you doing today, Lee?
I am well, Beth.
Well, it's good to have you here. And we're going to talk today about something I thought was kind of important. I took a quote, and what I hear is, here's the quote. You ready? It's a George Eliot quote.
George Eliot.
Yes. It's never too late to be who you might have been.
Oh, I like that.
You like that? I thought since we're on the last day of the year, it would be interesting to talk about change. A lot of people want to change, a lot of people don't change, and a lot of people hope to change and resolve to change, making resolutions or doing different things. And so I thought that might be an interesting topic today, because I really do believe you can start over anytime you need to.
You know, it's fascinating because my daughter yesterday morning, and many people have heard me speak of my lovely Elizabeth, and she called me up and she had had a challenging morning. And she's grown up listening to me with my, what some consider, alternative points of view or whatever. I said, so start over again. And she said, well, you know, yes, I can. I can start my day over. And I spoke to her a little bit later in the day. Excuse me. And she had made that choice, and it had changed her day.
She had had a better day.
Because she, like you said, she chose again.
Yeah, choose again. That's one of the big lines from A Course in Miracles. Yeah, choose again. And start again. You know, you don't have to wait till the first day of the next year. You can do it anytime you want. You can do it this afternoon in the middle of the afternoon. You can do it next Tuesday, whenever it is. But you can choose to start again.
I'm curious. What is your position on New Year's resolutions?
I am neither pro nor con.
And exactly what office are you running for?
Well, you know, the reality is, and we'll talk about those a little bit today. Wait till you get to the 5 on 5,
okay.
because I actually did Grateful for Willingness, and I asked people resolutions, if they had resolutions for the new year.
A revolution of resolutions.
That's right. And in my last blog, the blog on the website from, you know, this week was, or was it on the website or the one we sent out? I'm not sure. Resolution. It was the one we sent out. Resolutionary. That's mm-hmm. what I called it. Resolutionary wars. You know, and I talked about resolutions. So it is something that we're thinking about here at Beth Wee, because once again, we want you to live your best life and be your best person. So many of us get caught up in just doing the day-to-day things, and all of a sudden we're somber and sad, and we really don't care anymore.
Yeah, what a horrible place to be.
Oh, and it's a bad place to be.
Just indulge me for 1 second. What you were just referring to, folks, is we do a weekly emailing that Beth does, and if you want to be part of that, just either click on the contact link or email lee@bethwe.com. Or the website is www.bethwe.com, and we can get you a part of that. And that's pretty much all you'll receive. We will not inundate you with mail.
No, we don't. We don't like that ourselves.
No,
so we,
no,
don't
we don't
do it. We don't share it with anybody either, because we don't like that either.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we don't like a bunch of garbage in our inbox. But yeah, if you'd like to join, it's just a weekly mailing. We do a new blog each week. We take one of the thoughts from the God Speaks books that we put together. And we go from there, and we talk about that in the blog, and it's a weekly thought, and we've been doing them for 3 years now, I think.
Yeah, and we have
quite a list,
We have them going out to people from 5 different countries.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun, and they're just things to make you think. They're usually pretty short. I try to keep them short, because I'm a busy person too, and I don't like to be inundated with a lot of words. I want to get an idea, get a thought, clear my mind, and move forward. And today we're going to talk about that. So let me ask a question. How is life going for you? You're out there listening to Lee and I. You're on the other end of the radio, and here we are. We're sitting in Rhett's studio. We're sitting at his desk, drinking cold water, talking into microphones. But how about you? What are you doing? Are you washing dishes? Are you driving down the street? You know, where are you right now? And how is life going for you? How do you feel about life? Because you can let go of your current life and start a new one anytime. If life isn't what you want, you know, we can start it again. There's an old saying, they said, if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. It's a great saying, if you have sugar. You know, if you have sugar, if you have water, if you have ice cubes, if you have the things you need, sometimes you need a little bit of help for that. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today, too. But we're going to talk about what happens when you're stuck on a given path. Have you ever been there, Lee?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I have. I've been there to the point, you know, where it affected my health.
Mm-hmm.
It affected my health, my spirit. You know, it affected all three aspects of my
physical,
existence.
Mental, spiritual. It happens with most people like that. It does affect health. It does affect spirit. And it does affect emotional well-being. It's a hard thing when you feel stuck. When you feel stuck on some path that you just don't even know how to get off of. Some of you listening to us today might be sitting there saying, yeah, that's me. I'm stuck here. But it's all about wanting to start again, wanting to begin anew, wanting to start over.
And so much of what we speak about, Beth, is sometimes, you know, it's the discomfort can be the greatest motivator. Mm-hmm. You know, does it hurt enough yet for you to open your mind to maybe that it could be different? The greatest prayer that was ever said for me by somebody at the lowest point of my life, which was ironically 19 years ago this evening, and the fella said, God, please help him see it doesn't have to be this way. And
that's
my
a
world
prayer.
Began to change. I'm getting, it's making
yeah, it's
me
making
emotional
teary.
Remember
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Let him see that it doesn't have to be this way. And that's it. If you're stuck on a given path, you can take a turn. Or you can turn back. You can go a different direction. But you have to do a few simple things. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Starting over. Why would you want to start over? Why would you want to begin anew? Why would you want to start your life over? I mean, it happens to the best of us. Some of you listening are struggling with personal issues, maybe family issues, especially as we go through the holidays. We get to see our family and our friends that we're close to that we don't see year-round. And we see their pains and their issues and their struggles, or we hear about them, and it's hard. It's hard. You know, I have one of my kids living far away from me now, and he's having a little personal dilemma, and he's going through it, and I'm not there. Not like I would be able to handle it for him, shoulder it for him, or do anything about it. I would just be there to love him. I'd be closer to love him.
But the flip side, Beth, is we've seen so many people in that position. We've also had so many people, we've seen so many people work through it, live through it, and get to the other side of it.
Absolutely.
Get to solution.
That's what we want to get to, is we want to get to solution. And that has to happen with some action and with some changes. But they don't have to be difficult, and they don't have to be, you know, they will be life-changing. One little thing. You know, I often use a kaleidoscope.
Absolutely.
I talk about a kaleidoscope a lot in my teaching. You know, when you're looking at a kaleidoscope and you touch it just the least little bit, the whole picture changes.
Yep.
And that's how life is. One simple little change. It could be one thing somebody said to you. Like you talked about 19 years ago, you were in a really bad place, and a man said a prayer for you. He said, Dear God, let him see that it doesn't have to be like this anymore. And that was the kaleidoscope touch that changed your life back then.
And it wasn't an overnight thing. I mean, there was a little bit of a change overnight, but it was the beginning. It was the beginning of an evolution.
Right. And that's what we're talking about today. You can change your life anytime you want. You can start over anytime you want to start over. That's what we're here to tell you about. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Again, that George Eliot quote, I'm just going to say it again because it was really powerful to me. It's never too late to be who you might have been. If you're not where you're at right now, if you're not where you want to be right now, what's missing? What is it that you wish it was? What's your wish that would make it better? What's different or what's difficult? And we're going to have to look at some of that. That's true. But all we have to do is become willing to make a change.
And I can tell you also, we have seen people that have felt that their life was in perfect alignment and everything was just as it should be. And they have opened their mind and made some little changes too and found out that there's more available.
Oh yeah, there's so much more.
Don't limit yourself.
A long time ago, I was with a young man named Ruben, and his English was very poor. He was new to English, and he was speaking it, and he was trying to tell me where he was at. And he said, Beth, I'm stuck in the hallway. All doors are shut. All windows are shut. I can't get out. I sit down, I fall against wall, and I look up, and I have the whole sky. And I remember just visually being in that hallway with him where he thinks he's stuck, and what he doesn't realize is he has the whole sky. Look up. That's where we're at. I remember another time I was with somebody I work with, and we were driving down the street, and I said to her, I was in the passenger side, and I said, isn't the sky beautiful today? Look what a beautiful color blue it is, and the clouds are perfect. And she almost cracked. And I said, what's the matter? And she goes, I would never have noticed that. I never look at the sky. And I remember thinking how sad that is, that she spent her life looking down so much that she didn't notice the sky. Stay tuned today. We're going to be talking about making a change. One little change. You can start your life over anytime. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio today with Lee Kimball. How are you doing today, Lee?
I am really well today.
That's good. The last day of 2015, and we're doing our show on You Can Start Your Life Over at Any Time You Want. And we were talking just before we took the break about ways to change. And I believe, Lee, that everybody has a reset button. Everybody listening, if you're out there and you're listening to us, you have a reset button. You know, as much as you feel stuck in your current situation, there's always a way out. There is a reset button. And I thought we might talk about a few little things. You know, like the first thing, like, you're not stuck. Change is possible.
Well, see, one of the things that'll happen, Beth, and I've said it before, is, as was my situation that I was referencing before, situations and false beliefs will lead us to believe that we are hopeless. But I portend, is that a correct word?
That's fine.
I portend that as long as there is a higher power, power greater than ourselves, God, if you will, whatever, is out there, and I believe it is, whatever that power is and hopelessness can't coexist. It's not possible.
Right. I agree with that.
But we will believe the lie.
Right. I think that hopelessness is often confused with powerlessness.
Absolutely.
And it's a tough thing because there are things over which I'm powerless. I am just me. I can do what I can do. And there are things that I can't affect. I can't affect change in a lot of areas in the world. And yet, there is a greater power, and I can go to that power, who is my friend,
You have a personal relationship.
I'm in a strong personal relationship with Source, with my Creator. And I can go to that power and give this issue to the power, the one I know has all the power, the stronger power, the greater power, and I can leave it there. Now, I might go back every once in a while and snag it away and try to dribble on it myself, you know, try to do something with it myself, try to kiss it, lick it, bite it, poke it, and then give it back. But the reality is powerlessness is different than hopelessness.
And sometimes it's as simple as the answer is acceptance, because sometimes it's just a question of me accepting that this is not within my power.
Right. But you're not stuck, but you might be powerless. And if you're powerless, change is still possible. There is hope for you. See, when you're powerless, there's always hope because there's a greater power in this universe. And I don't care if you believe in God as I understand God, or if you just look at nature or you look at whatever it is, but there are things that you can't, you're not stronger than, no matter what you tell me.
Not if you're wearing a skin suit.
That's right. And you go to that power and you allow it to be more powerful than you. And when you allow it, instead of fighting it, life gets easier. Life gets easier. And you do start a relationship of sorts. Mine's more personal because I have a relationship with I talk to my higher power. I use human language.
Well, your relationship is closer because, like any relationship, you've invested in it.
Right. I've spent a lot of time building that relationship. And it would be the same for anyone. Ask any fisherman, anybody who's out in the elements every day, anybody who just has to be one with nature. Ask a surfer. I had breakfast this morning with a friend who loves to ski. And he's talking about all the ski and showing me pictures of snow and mountains and telling me elevations and, you know, and it's something I'm not really privy to living here in Florida.
But you got to hook me up with him.
Some of you, yeah, some of you listening around the country, you're saying, yeah, I love to ski. I bet you get close to the higher power when you're skiing, when you're on a good trail, when you've really found a run that's just opening your mind up. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. We're talking about where can you go, but you're not stuck. You're not hopeless. You're powerless. And there's a difference there. Being powerless is a natural state of being for the human condition. You know, there's many things over which I'm powerless. But I don't have to be hopeless over anything as long as I'm hooked up, as long as I can go to that higher power. What if you're somebody who hasn't done that? You know, I'm thinking of my friend Ellie right now, who would be saying, "Okay, Beth, get this over with quick." And yeah. We lost Ellie this last year, and I miss
people,
her.
Their minds slam shut when we start this conversation, but crack it open.
Just listen a little bit. We're not asking you to believe anything you were told to believe as a child. We're not asking you anything. I trust that if you seek the higher power, the creator, the whatever it is, you seek it on your terms. That higher power will create relationship with you on those terms. It does not have to be on my terms. My thing is just seek. If it's not there, it won't come. But just seek. Open your mind and your heart to say, okay, this one time I'll look for you. And if you don't come, I may never seek again. I trust that little prayer because that's pretty much what I did.
And as we've heard, if it doesn't work, your misery will gladly be refunded.
Yeah. But so how we started talking about this is, you know, powerlessness, it's not hopelessness. You're not stuck. Change is possible. That's the first thing I want you to think about. The next thing I want you to think about is take things one step at a time. Just take it one little step at a time. I'm not talking about the 12 steps to those of you that have studied some of the things we have on our website. I do have a 12-step study on that website, www.bethwe.com. And if you're struggling with something and you want to go through the 12 steps, go there and look for it. You'll find it.
You're talking about eating an elephant.
I'm talking about eating an elephant. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yeah.
One bite at a time. I got you. So take things one step at a time. When you lose focus, start again. I remember when I was learning, they were trying to teach me how to meditate, and my mind was so busy. They would say, just quiet your mind. And I was like, just quiet your mind? Who do you think you're talking to? You know, it's saying just quiet your mind to me is like saying, what?
Telling a homeless person just buy
a house.
Just buy
a house, yeah. You know, just buy a house, you know. I could not stop my mind. So this one lady just said, you don't have to. Just think about your breathing. And she said, breathe in deeply and breathe out powerfully. Get all the breath out. She goes, till your belly moves. Feel your belly move when you breathe out. And breathe in deeply And she was just focus on the breathing. And it's kind of funny. When I started to focus on the breathing, my mind kind of started to quiet down a little bit because I had to focus to breathe the way she was telling me to breathe. And that really helped me to learn how to quiet my mind. And then if I added a word to it, like if I breathed in peace, and then as I breathed out chaos. And as I did this, and I did it slowly and surely, my mind quieted. That's kind of how you're going to approach any change in your life or starting over again. It's going to be just a little bit at a time, just like breathing when you meditate. Breathe in deeply, breathe out deeply. And as you do this with your one little step at a time, just for today, I'm going to fill in the blank. And at the end of the day, I'm going to be grateful that I did this as much as I could do, as little as it was, but I made a stab at it.
And here's the key part. If you don't succeed for the day, start again.
Right.
Start again.
Right. But that's the thing. It's take it one step at a time. You don't have to do this all at once. And that's not going to make it go better or worse. And then, you know, I talked about quieting your mind. And what are the things I want you to lose out of your mind? The old stories, the self-judgment. That's a big one. Many of us are so busy judging ourselves and saying, oh, you're such an idiot. Or, oh, you look stupid when you do this.
Now you're self-talk.
Yeah, yeah. Or the frustration, like, oh, I can't do this. I can't. Why do they keep telling me to do, you know, just let that go. Do the breathing exercise and it will help you quiet your mind and that will help you. And then shift your focus. Instead of your limitations, I want you to dwell on your strengths and your dreams. This shift is mostly in attitude or approach. And, you know, one of the God Speaks books has a little quote. We say, if you can't change your attitude, change your approach. Come at it from a different direction, and you might find that you can change that, your mind is quieter, you're taking it one step at a time, and now you're just shifting your focus a little bit. And then commit to making the change. That's important. My friend Gene Siriani used to always say to me, Beth, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And I'd be like, oh, Gene, be quiet. Please don't say that to me again. You're driving me crazy. But, you know, commit. Like some of our friends today might be making resolutions for the new year. Some of our friends might be speaking affirmations to themselves. On the website, we have the Victorious Prayer. It's on the website, and you can fill that out and say that to yourself daily. This is a way to commit to making a change. List your alternatives. Choose the best. Talk to a trusted friend or a counselor, a family member, somebody you can talk to about it, but commit to making the change. And then practice. The last thing you have to do is practice. Just keep trying. You don't have to deny your thoughts and feelings, but acknowledge them and move on. Just keep coming back to it. Come back to it and say, okay, I'm thinking that again. I'm going to change my focus again. I'm going to turn the kaleidoscope a little bit.
You know, I always say I believe we have magnifying minds. If I focus on the negative, it gets bigger. If I can just shift and focus on the positive, that will grow.
Right. So that's what we want you to think about today. You know, it's not giving up. It's beginning anew. Make failure a teacher, not an undertaker. You know, make it your friend. Make it your friend. Because really, any failures you've had this past year are over. Today is a new day. And you get to begin a new life right now, if you'd like. Or you can wait till midnight tonight if you want. Kiss somebody you love. We're going to take a little break, listen to some news points. We'll be back with the 5 on 5. Stay tuned. We're talking today about starting over. Ways to start again. Always good.